Hello, is that Auroville Radio?
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Krishna.
Good morning.
How are you?
Where are you? I'm very well.
And
how are you?
Yeah, fine. And you are super busy, yeah?
Just hang on. Yeah, very busy, but always ready to speak with you. Tell me.
That's nice. Tell me how the opening, what's the temperature, I mean, what's the pulse in Chennai of...
Oh my goodness, right now I'm in the Lalit Kala Academy, where 20 Auroville artists are setting up their work, and the opening is today at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
So in front of me I have Audrey putting labels for artists' work and trying to make sure they're straight. And I have Oak finishing up her very beautiful installation,
exactly,
which looks very complex and very fragile and light. And there's Liliana running around with posters, wondering where to put them up. There's Claudine and Fabienne, both dressed in pink, looking for busily doing something or the other. There's the electrician from here walking around, seeing where he can help and do. So there's a lot happening here.
Yeah.
Well, in Chennai, we have 8 art exhibitions going on during this month. And that is including the architecture exhibition of Mona and Popo. Is also one of these exhibitions. And then Aurobillians have organized around 30 events all over the place. So today is the last day of the Auroville Ethical Market.
Yeah.
Today is in a place in Besanagar called Spaces. We'll be doing a Kolam workshop, and then Manoj will be screening his latest film. And then this morning at the National Institute of Fashion Technology, HIFE has organized something. And this evening we'll open the 2 exhibitions at Lalit Kala. One has been organized by Oak, Mark and Peter. And it is outside Lalit Kala, and it's a fantastic exhibition using the Matrimandir scaffolding. And they've just created a kind of circular shape with the scaffolding, and they've hung all kinds of beautifully designed panels about the charter and the dream.
Nice. That sounds exciting. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a really proper installation, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a lot's been happening. This week in Chennai has been very, very, very busy. On the 1st, of course, we had our inauguration. On the 3rd, which was, it was the 3rd, when it was a Tuesday, Kratu opened a solo exhibition. And on the 4th, there was an exhibition that opened in Dakshin Chitra. On the 5th, there was an exhibition that opened in another art gallery here called Saralal's Art World. And on the 6th, there were things happening at the National Institute of Fashion Technology, and also the ethical market was going on. And then on the 7th, yesterday, was the concert choir performance, which was really great.
Good,
they sung beautifully.
Yeah.
And then today is a day full, chock full of things going on.
I think it's going to be intensive that way, all the way until 21st, when it's the last day of festival, right?
No, actually, this coming week, we have a lot of things happening. And then in the 3rd week of March, things start slowing down a bit. And then, you know, so it slowly peters off.
Okay. So what is your impression after the 1st week? What is the response of the people from Chennai?
I'm really very touched by the way the Aurobillians are working together. So all groups of people who actually don't usually work together.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and the way that I'm very touched when I go to the art exhibitions, also because the way the art works are speaking to each other, and you know, the kind of link between them, and you can really see then the actual search in Auroville that is going on for, you know, just bringing light into matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm standing in front of Oak Peak, which is beautiful, recycled, I mean, this, what she calls upcycled, you know, waste plastic hanging and light shining through. And then Monique's piece, you know, which really she literally uses x-rays to kind of, it just is another exploration of light passing through the body, actually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all the way through, if I turn my head, I see the kind of same theme going through all the works here. It's really amazing because they've all been working in their own spaces,
yeah,
in their own studios, and then when they come together and we see their work together, I mean,
there's a red thread in it, yeah.
Yeah, there's some, I mean, you can really see that,
yeah,
okay, this is work coming from Auroville.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Krishna, tell me, what is the response of the Chennai habitat? I mean, people, how they respond on it?
Okay, so this is the thing that many of the smaller events we haven't been able to publicize properly.
Yeah.
So we're getting very kind of, let's say, a smaller footfall than could be expected.
Uh-huh.
And opposite of this is the kind of media we've been getting, the kind of work that Outreach Media has been doing. So using this opportunity to bring Auroville to the forefront of, you know, the Chennai public's imagination and, mind. So there's this kind of strange contrast. Let's see. Yes, for yesterday's choir performance, we had about 200
people
there.
Mm-hmm.
But today's art exhibition opening, the secretary of the Lalit Kala Academy is expecting at least 100 people coming through for the opening.
Mm-hmm.
And, so different events have had a different kind of opportunity to reach out to people.
Yeah.
And it's been a learning experience. It's something new for everybody. But I can safely say that all of us who have participated in the festival, even in a even if you were singing in the choir and just came for that,
yeah,
or you came for the ethical market, or you came to do a show, or you came to do an art exhibition, I think one thing that we would all say in common is we wish more people would come and visit.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a really nice feeling to participate in something like that because you're exposing what we are doing in Auroville, yeah?
Yeah, and also it's a nice feeling to be working together doing something.
Yeah. Krishna, thank you for today. I will be calling you through the week to see what's going on, yeah?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Krishna. Have a
bye.
Nice Sunday, yeah?
Bye.
Samvit, you are on the ethical market of Auroville Festival in Chennai, yeah?
Yeah.
How does it feel?
The first 2 days were very slow, and yesterday was better, and I'm hopeful for today.
Mm-hmm. What is the response of the Chennai people to expose of Auroville?
I think there is good. It was good. We've had a lot of people come, and one of the problems I've seen is that they say that, oh, Auroville is so close, they'll come and just buy it in Auroville.
Oh.
So they look at it, they like it, but then they don't always make a purchase.
Mm-hmm. So what is on display? What people can buy?
There's a lot of handmade products, so recycled paper products. My products are LED and wood products, sustainably grown wood. We have jewelry from Matri Gold. We have some prints, natural prints with natural dyes, natural cotton, organic cotton. A lot of products that are eco.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the other exhibitions and the events that are going on and they're trying to share a piece of Orville to the habitat of Chennai?
Have you Unfortunately, I haven't been able to see any other events because I've been here all the whole time.
You would be stay there for a whole month?
No, no. I'm here just for 4 days. The ethical market is just for 4 days. So I've been here the whole day from about 11 o'clock till 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a full day, yeah. Okay, Sam, I wish you all the best, and I'm sure that Chennai, it's not so far from Oroville.
Yeah.
And the visuals is given to the heads of people. So they might come. Thanks a lot. Have a nice Sunday.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye.